Welcome, everyone, to the Happy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Jack, lifestyle entrepreneur, professional model slash actor, biohacker, and eco-warrior striving to make a positive impact on this planet. My goal is to inspire, educate, and entertain you while reminding you to enjoy the journey, not just the destination, as you happy hustle for a life of passion and purpose. I am so grateful and humbled to be spending some time together today. Now, let's dive in. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I hope you're having an amazing day. I mean it, just enjoying this very moment right here and right now, baby. And in this solo episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast, we're talking about the gap. Specifically, how you can identify the gap and then fill it with your products and services so that you can make more money. And I'm going to specifically share with you the 7 steps to selling anything, or just about anything. And you are going to get a ton of value from this one, because I'm going to be pulling back the curtain and just disclosing some of these ninja sales strategies. So if you are looking to, you know, bump up that income and in addition, bump up that impact, because the more you sell of your product or service, typically the more people you can positively impact. You know, that's assuming that you have a product or service that does good in the world, which I know if you're a happy hustler, that's the case. But this is going to be how you can sell it with more efficacy, with more efficiency, and really get into the sales process. And I love sales. I think this is one of my superpowers, at least so I'm told by a lot of my colleagues and a lot of my fellow happy hustling entrepreneurs. So we're going to get into the sales strategies in this one, specifically, again, identifying the gap, and then how you can fill it, and the 7 steps to selling. So buckle up, it's gonna be a doozy right after a quick episode sponsor break. Real quick, y'all, I just wanna let you know that you can save legit 47%, that's crazy, 47% on my go-to sleep supplement, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. Now, I'll tell you straight up, this stuff is a game changer. Studies actually show 3 out of every 4 people are deficient in magnesium. And if you're not getting optimal REM sleep, well, chances are you're probably deficient. So if you want to change that, you can go to magnesiumbreakthrough.com/hustle and save yourself some moolah and get the hookup on Magnesium Breakthrough. So if you get multiple bottles, you can actually save up to 47%. But you can save, if you don't want to get multiple bottles, you can save 22%. So it's a really great way to just reduce that cortisol levels in your system, you know, that stress hormone. And the one other thing I want to mention, you actually get a 365-day money-back guarantee with this supplement. So if you don't like it for whatever reason, send it back and get your money back. All right, that's a pretty great guarantee. So magnesiumbreakthrough.com/hustle. Now let's get into this episode. What is up, you beautiful happy hustlers out there? Kerry Jack here, and I wanna share with you the secrets to selling just about anything with these 7 steps. And specifically, I wanna talk about identifying the gap. The gap is, where is your prospect now, and where does your prospect want to be? That is the gap. And when you can identify the gap for your product or service, and then you can fill it with your solution, you will increase your income and your impact. And ultimately, if you leverage these 7 steps, which I'm about to go over, you can work less and actually make more. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but we're out here happy hustling, a life that we love, full of that passion, that purpose, and that positive impact. And we want to do it in the most efficient manner. So buckle up. This is going to be a sales masterclass, will you? I love sales. I've been told this is one of my superpowers. I've sold multiple millions of dollars on Zoom calls alone in the last 2 years, working less than 20 hours per week. that's just a, you know, a little bit of credibility so you can understand I'm not just pulling this stuff out of thin air. I've learned from some of the greatest sales mentors, Tony Robbins, number one salesman who sold over 9 figures for Tony. I've learned from Russell Brunson's number one salesman who sold over $25 million over the phone. And I have my own strategies that I've learned from just putting in the work and doing the reps. And I'm going to share with you some of those tactics and some of those ethical practices. One of the things that I think sales gets such a bad rap is there's a lot of scam artists. There's a lot of people who, you know, aren't doing it with the right integrity. They don't sell with that service over self mindset. And that is something I really pride myself on. You know, as my good friend Rory Vaden says, win the relationship, even if that means losing the sale. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, how you can win the relationship, how you can identify the gap in which your prospect is lacking, and how you can fill it with your product and services, and then the 7 steps to selling. And this episode and this video, if you're watching on YouTube, what's up? This is going to be something I want you to be able to reference, you know, like for the test of time. I want it to really be something that you can share with your friends. Hey, you know what? This is really great content in terms of sales. I think you could increase your income and your impact with it. Here, take a look. I want this to be super relevant. So we're going to go through it in a very systemized manner. Now, let's dive in without further, you know, blabbering from this guy over here in regards to this teasing of the intro. Let's get into it. And I want to talk about, again, starting with the gap, okay? Because every single product or business or service solves a problem, right? Or it should. If it doesn't, then I'm pretty sure every single product, service, or business solves a problem. That's all business is, solving people's problems at a profit, like my good buddy Wade T. Lightheart says. And this is something where you have to know the gap in which, where is your perfect target avatar right now? And where do they want to go? Where is it that they're lacking? And where's that disconnect? That is the gap. And when you can fill that gap with your product or service as the solution to their problem, voila, baby, you are going to be making more moolah. And then you can just be happy hustling that life that you love, your dream reality. Okay, so that's just a really important concept, higher level to think about. Okay, let's say, for instance, this is an easy example. Your product is overweight, or your prospect is overweight, right? And your, you know, dream destination for your prospect is to lose 30 pounds. That's where they want to get to. Your product or service fills the gap of that weight loss journey by giving them a meal plan, by giving them an exercise routine, by giving them maybe, you know, the motivation and accountability. Okay. Simple, you know, example here, but by identifying where your prospect is and where's that dream outcome that they want to get to, then you can position yourself in your marketing message so that it can effectively target that prospect where they're at. Okay. It's just one of those things you have to first, like higher level, start here, the gap, identify it, and then create your product or service so that it fills it in the form of a solution, okay? Now, I want to get into the 7 steps of selling, and these are just step-by-step, you know, ways that you can actually sell, whether you're selling on the phone, whether you're selling in person, whether you're selling on Zoom calls and video chats, whether you're selling, you know, in another form, doesn't matter. These 7 steps will be relevant. You can almost utilize these like a talk track where you're going through and you're thinking about, okay, you know, this is the step I'm on right now. This is the step I'm going to next. This is the step, you know, that I'm going to after that. And this is going to allow you to essentially guide the conversation so that you can get peoply, that's a new word. I'm going to trademark that. You can get peoply to take proper action. You know, that way, you know, you get to the end of the call and they're ready to make a decision. They don't just, you know, end with, let me think about it, or let me talk to my spouse, or I need to sleep on it. You know, it's like indecision is thy enemy when you're in sales. Let me say that again. Indecision is thy enemy. So you have to make sure that you are helping your prospect make a decision one way or another, be it a yes or a no. Okay. And so when you follow this, you know, this system, these seven steps to selling, and you do them in this sequential manner, you get to the end and they are ready to make a decision. And that's the goal. Help them make a decision. Help your prospect, your perfect target avatar, make a decision that's best for them. Maybe you determine by going through these seven steps that your product or service really isn't a fit. You don't want to sell the wrong people or else they just become a headache. So you want to really go through these seven steps with that intention. Hey, I'm just going to go through these seven steps to help you make the best decision for you, right? That service over self mindset when you're selling. Selling with that love, you know, and that empathy and that care. Like selling as if you were going to sell to, you know, your friends, your best friend's mom, right? You know, selling as if, you know, you would want your mom to be sold to, right? That's the kind of sales that we're talking about here. No scammy BS crap. No used car, slimy salesman. We're talking real, like, quality practices that you can utilize and leverage. And these seven steps are the formula. So I'm going to get into it. The first step in any sales interaction is to build the rapport. Okay, build the rapport. You got to start by just finding out more about them, right? You know, ask where they're based, you know, give an honest compliment, maybe. Maybe you like something about them, like, oh, hey, great glasses. Where'd you get those? You know, make small talk. You know, your first initial 30 to 60 seconds are like going to dictate the overall vibe and ultimately the sales call in its success. So you really want to make a good first impression. I always lead with a compliment. Like I legit find something that I can compliment them on, whether it's their shirt, whether it's, you know, their background in their office, whatever it is. And I think that's a really great practice. And I do this at the grocery store. I do this, you know, like if I'm in the Chipotle line and the person's making my burrito, I find something I compliment. I love giving compliments because people love hearing them, right? So start with that, build the rapport. That's the first step in selling, okay? The second step, you really want to identify the pain and the obstacle, okay? And I'll just tell you, sometimes people, you know, will just be blatant and just write out and tell you, but sometimes you got to fish a little more. Sometimes you got to dig a little deeper, but really you want to ask them, hey, you know, why are we talking today? You know, why'd you want to reach out or why'd you want to hop on a call? You know, figure out what, you know, what's holding them back or what are they struggling with? What's their weakness, right? You know, what's the biggest obstacle? What are they looking for help with? You know, find the pain in their life because this is going to be something that you will utilize later in the conversation. So it's really important. Also, I just want to make an important recommendation for you as you're going through these seven steps to selling with your prospect. Take notes, okay? Use their own language, you know, not necessarily against them, but for them later, okay? When they say, yeah, you know, the pain is my business just isn't converting. I just need help with my online marketing. And you're an online marketing digital agency. Well, you can say, oh, well, I remember you said your business isn't converting. You know, you need help with your online marketing. Oh, okay. Well, we can help you with this, this, and this. And it's one of those things, the more specific, the more customized, the more unique you can get with your prospect, the better chance you have of helping them. Because then they see your product or service as the solution to the gap, okay? So that's the second step. First step, build the rapport. Second step, find the pain and the obstacle, okay? The third step is then identify the dream, right? You know, the want and the why. Like figure out what they actually want. Like, okay, let's just say, you know, they want to write a book, okay? They're like, you know, this is my dream. I've always wanted to be a best-selling author. And you have a you know, let's say you're a book writing coach and you can help them achieve this dream, right? So you want to help, you want to extract from your prospect the exact want and why. You know, identify what their dream is and determine why they want what they want, right? This is crucial. You want to make sure you clearly know. Because again, you will be using this later in the convo, all right? This is like, this is one of those things you have to get clarity around where they want to go. And again, this goes back to the gap. Where they're at, you just found out, you know, the pain and the problem, and then where they want to go, the dream, right? That's why they fit in these two early steps in the conversation. Okay. So you got to identify the dream and the want and the why. And sometimes it even requires you like flushing it out. Like maybe even probe them. Maybe it's just, you know what? Hey, what's the dream right now? What are you looking to achieve? Do you want to have a number one podcast and a top rated YouTube channel? Or are you thinking you want to be an international keynote speaker? Or like, you know, maybe you just want to have the body and mind of your dreams, or, you know, maybe you want to fill in the blank, right? You have to help them kind of get to that dream and really paint the picture of it, okay? That's the third step. So you got build the rapport, find the pain and the obstacle, and then identify the dream, right? The want and the why. Then you get to number four. This is the fourth step to selling. And you have to demonstrate the future success, okay? Like show them a story of what's possible. And this is a really important step also when you identify that dream. Now you know, okay, where they want to go, and you also know what's holding them back. Then you can really clearly identify, you know, what you have to offer and if it's actually going to help them get there, right? So again, circling back to, let's say, the weight loss episode or the weight loss example, you know, this could be very simply, hey, you know, you kind of remind me of this client, Kelly, and she was actually 45 pounds overweight, and we started about 90 days ago, and she's already down 22 pounds, and she's feeling great and vibrant, and, you know, her husband can't keep his hands off her, and her little red bikini, and she's got so much more confidence and vibrance. Like, you're showing a story of what's possible, right? People need this. People need that testimonial, that story, okay? And you have to demonstrate their success, you know, with your product or service, right? And then just use those past stories of other similar clients that have used your product or service and gotten results. Because again, people need case studies. They need that social proof to know that it's possible for them, all right? And you want to showcase their success and like actually paint the picture for them. You know, you mentioned that you were really low energy because you're so overweight. Well, what would it feel like if you could have an extra, you know, 3 hours of just high vibration energy that you could apply to your business, to your family, to your significant other? You know, what would that like look like and feel like? And then you want to get them to respond so they can really see what's possible for them. That's step number four. Okay. Now you get to step number five. And again, we'll go through it. Build the rapport. Number one, find the obstacle and pain. Number two, number three, identify the dream, the want, the why. Number four, demonstrate that future success, you know, kind of showcase that story, what's possible. And then number five, qualify them properly. All right. Now, before presenting the opportunity, you want to make sure that this prospect is qualified for your product or service in order to, you know, ensure the results. And this could mean you have a criteria in which you only work with, you know, certain client traits. But it's really important, again, don't skip this step. You want to make sure that you are serving those in which you know you can get results for. That is how you will build the word of mouth referrals and ultimately the results that you and your prospect desire. So you want to make sure that you really qualify properly. You know, you should know your perfect target avatar. You should know who you're looking to serve, who's in your sweet spot, right? And you should sell to them specifically, okay? And if it's not a fit or they don't qualify, walk away from the sale and be okay with that. You know, win the relationship, but just realize that, hey, maybe it's not a good fit right now. Oftentimes when we sell the wrong type of clients, it just ends up, you know, consuming us and causing more problems than it's worth. So it's really important to qualify your prospects. Hey, are you coachable? You know, I want to make sure that you're going to show up on time and you know, be coachable and really, you know, I'm not going to have to track you down and like harp on you. Like, this isn't a babysitting program. This is a program to help you get the body and mind of your desire. You know, like, I need you to want it. Like, and like some of those kind of qualifying questions, you know, financially, you know, what did you, I love this question when it comes to qualifying them financially. I always like to say, so what's the dream, or not necessarily the dream, but like, I always like to say, what's the number that you would be happy with in the next 12 months, if we could say you're making X amount in recurring revenue, what's the number in the next 12 months that you'd be happy with in recurring revenue? And that way you can determine what's the number that they're looking to achieve. But also then you could say, okay, and where are we at about, you know, now? Like, what's an average month now? Oh, so you want to make 20K, but you're only making five? Okay, so we're looking to 4X where we're at currently. Okay. And that way you can understand, hey, maybe they can't really, maybe they don't financially qualify for your top tier, you know, product or service offering, but maybe you have a lower tier that you can, you know, position to sell them that to get them started. You know, that's better than just asking them straight up, hey, you know, what'd you make last year? Especially sometimes like in the entrepreneurial space, if they're in a corporate setting right now, if your prospect's in a corporate setting and maybe you have like a business, you know, solution or, you know, a coaching offer, a consulting offer, and they want to go from like a corporate career to more of an entrepreneurial venture, if that is you and you're selling them your product or service, one thing I always like to say is, what's that tipping point? What's that number that will essentially replace your salary? If we can get you there, then you could quit with confidence, right? What's that tipping point? What's that number? And then they'll often say, oh yeah, I'm making 120K this year, probably, or with my, you know, with my corporate career, if I could make even, you know, 100K, I could quit with confidence, right? So it's just, again, reverse engineering how you're getting to that financial qualifying question. But that's really important stuff there. Then you get to step number six, and I'll do a full recap after with all these. But you want to create ethical urgency and scarcity. Key being here, ethical, okay? Scarcity and urgency, meaning not made up, all right? There's a lot of like furus out there, you know, fake gurus who, oh, I only have, you know, five spots left in my coaching program. And then they like say that again next week. And you're like, ah, that was a lie. That rubs people wrong. And that breaks the trust. So you really have to realize that this step can be either your greatest ally or your worst enemy. All right. People often need a push to take action. And you creating the ethical scarcity and urgency is doing just that. Like, you are giving them a necessary incentive to take action. This could mean you actually have a limited number of spots in your program, or that could mean, you know, you're only offering a certain number of products in limited quantities. You know, that could mean you're potentially offering them valuable bonus for signing up on the call. This step is crucial in order to close specifically on the same day that you talk to them. And if you want to avoid that, you know, that response where it's, I need to sleep on it, or let me think about it, or let me get back to you, you know, those objections, those happen, and you need to have objection busters ready to counteract those, okay? So in order to counteract those, you have these objection busters ready because you know your top three objections typically, and you have those ready with your response. But you also, you might want to incorporate something like I like to do, which is a three-hour window with my sales calls and the prospects that I'm speaking with. I say, hey, I need to know a decision either yes or no within the next 3 hours after our call. And in order to, you know, get you to fill X spot or X bonus incentive or X in the program, because when you give a time limiter and a reason, then people can understand, again, it's ethical scarcity and urgency. I hope you're following this one right here, because this step really is your greatest ally. When you're attempting to close like same day, specifically, like if you have, you know, like a software that you're selling and sometimes it takes, oh, I need to check with my manager and they need to check with their manager and then we need to check with the CEO, you know, like sometimes those scarcity and urgencies, they still are affected, but maybe a same day close isn't relevant. However, you still want scarcity and urgency. Hey, our software, you know, we need a decision by Friday and we'll get you X bonus if so, and X, you know, like whatever. You just want to have some type of incentive. This is really important, guys. Just make sure you infuse ethical scarcity and urgency in your offer, okay? Really, really important stuff. And then number seven, okay? Congratulate them and present them the opportunity. You know, hey, If it is a fit, congratulate them and present them with the opportunity to purchase your product or service. You know, like, desperate salespeople don't sell. So you don't want to be desperate. You want to frame the sale as the opportunity that it is, right? Knowing that you can get the results in whatever that they are lacking in whatever that gap is, that you can help them. You know, if they're struggling, you can help them. So you want to congratulate them on this opportunity to solve their problems and do so with genuine excitement. Okay, be like actually excited for them and ask them the question, you know, is there any reason you wouldn't take action and get started today? And then they're going to tell you if there's any more objections that you have to bust. And if there is, get after it and bust them, right? You should be prepared. And, you know, I like to bring up their dream and their pain points again. And then I like to restate that this is possible for them. And I'm certain that this product or service will help them, you know, thus giving them the peace of mind, right? They need to take that immediate action. They need that peace of mind. And yes, sometimes you just have to bring back everything full circle, you know, their pain, their dream, their why, you know, show the story of what's possible. Remember that example with Kelly losing, you know, all that weight? That can be you in the next 90 days, blah, 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 right? So you really want to just make sure that you bring it all full circle. And then again, you know, you want to leverage that scarcity into urgency as well. And then, you know, you close. You know, whatever that looks like. If this is a, hey, you know, I'll just need your credit card. Typically, you want to start with, okay, what's your best email? Okay, what's your best phone number? I'm going to put this down on your file. Well, you know, what's your address associated with your credit card you'll be using? You know, okay, then... is it a Visa, MasterCard, you know, Amex, et cetera? Okay, great. You know, oh, it's a Visa. All right, it should start with XXX, blah, blah, blah. You know, so then you get into it and then you process the payment, then you get them the receipt, then you get them all your onboarding. Like, this onboarding is really important step after the sale. And I'll do a whole probably episode on that delivery component just because I think this is really important to the whole interaction. However, you really want to make sure that you close and get her done. And don't leave it up to that indecisiveness, you know. Remember, indecision is thy enemy. So get a decision one way or another, okay? And then just another final sales note is just to be yourself. You know, throughout the whole interaction, one of the best ways that I've actually found to sell, you know, anything really, is just to be real. And you know, you have to be authentic. You have to be you. People's BS meters are so on edge and alert. You have to just keep it real, man. Or woman, well, you happy hustlers out there, just keep it real, okay? This is just something like you don't want to be that snake in the grass, you know? They can detect it, so just don't be that person, you know? And just happy hustle your sales in a way that, again, you would want your mom or dad sold to, right? Operate with that respect and that integrity, and you'll be on your way to abundance financially. And that is alignment number 6 in the soul mapping framework. You know, it's really important, you know, that your margins are in check too. I want you to just think about this again. Make sure that you know your numbers and that you're actually making money on the products and services that you're selling. Like, don't undercut your margins, because I see a lot of people, especially when they're just throwing offers together, they don't know their numbers. And then what happens is they, you know, are essentially working for minimum wage. And, you know, you're oftentimes not charging enough. So, you know, make sure that you know your numbers and that you're charging enough for your products or services, that they fill that gap so that you can help more and more people. All right, that was the 7 steps to selling. And I'm going to run through them one last time. You got step number 1, build the rapport. Step number 2, find the pain and the obstacle. Step number 3, identify the dream, you know, the want, the why. Step number 4, demonstrate the future success and show a story of what's possible. Step number 5, qualify properly, okay? Step number 6, create that ethical urgency and scarcity. Step number 7, congratulate them and present them the opportunity. And then, again, one final note, be yourself, be real, be authentic, and be unapologetically so. That, my friends, is the gap and the 7 steps to selling just about anything. So I hope you take this knowledge and I hope you go apply it and sell your products and your services to your prospects and really increase your income and your impact. So you can happy hustle that dream reality, full that passion, that purpose, and that positive impact, y'all. I so appreciate you watching and listening. Ah, it means the world to me. We're going to keep this podcast rolling. This is, something I love to do, but it's also something that has just been growing and growing. You know, apparently now we're top 0.5% globally based on downloads, and I'm really grateful for that. And it's all because of you. So I just want to say thank you again. Share this with a friend who maybe needs help with their sales process, and, just spread the good word of selling, with that service over self mindset. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks again. Get out there and happy hustle that dream reality. I'm out. Peace and love, y'all. And one last thing, guys, I just want to give a shout out to The Happy Hustle, my book, The 10 Alignments to Avoid Burnout and Achieve Blissful Balance. We're actually giving this away for free still. You can go to thehappyhustlebook.com. And actually, alignment number 6, alignment abundance financially, is all about sales. We talk about how to increase that income and that impact, and we get into those 7 steps. So if you liked, this content today, this is all in the book, and you can actually have it as a reference in hard copy format. You just go to thehappyhustlebook.com and you get it for free. You just got to help out with shipping and handling. So appreciate you guys again, and pick up the book if you'd like to dive deeper into abundance financially and happy hustle that dream reality. Thanks again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Happy Hustle Podcast. I truly am so grateful that you took the time out of your busy day to spend time with me. Now, if you got any value from this episode or any episodes in the past, it would mean the world to me if you could please leave a 5-star review and share this episode with your friends so we can continue to spread this message. Guys, as always, it's been a blast. Now go out there and happy hustle for your dream reality.